This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing High Hopes. Smiling through a broken nose. Oh, High Hopes. High Hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Another edition of the IOPS podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Celebrate responsibly. It's Miller time. All right. I missed the Philadelphia part. Celebrate responsibly, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's Miller.
Yeah, I'll add that in.
Yeah.
Well, we have listeners all over the
it's true. I was trying to be, you know, inclusive, Jack.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say, like, if you're not in Philly, sorry.
Well, and it's not like
Miller Lite's everywhere. It's
not exclusive
anywhere.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know?
Although, I think Philadelphia is a Miller Lite town.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And not just that. I think, not just because of us, but, you know, partially because of us. I think the Phillies are a Miller Lite team, you know?
Listen.
Citizens Bank is a Miller Lite stadium.
Seen a lot of Rob Thompson, you know, in his little cooler.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Miller Lite.
That's right.
Sitting there.
He gets it.
Looking appetizing.
No big deal.
So.
I can go for Miller Lite right now.
Yeah, of course. Always.
Always.
Come on. That doesn't matter what time. Well,
it really doesn't. Honestly.
All right. Maybe later. Maybe later
you're
in the
day. You're a little tired, I think, for it.
No, we're good.
You're good?
Wakes you up.
It does. It's true. I think it's a good way to deal with the, you know, two kids under two.
Doing all right.
Two kids under two.
For only one more week.
Yes. And then
Walk's
two kids,
birthday,
two and under. Still.
Walk's birthday is March 25th.
Oh, my God. I God bless you, Jack.
It's all good.
It's more
on Jill.
That's true. That's
more on Jill and the grandparents. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Nothing. You're like, I will do exactly the same as I did before. Everyone else has to
disagree. I had both kids in the grocery store today.
Oh, wow. That
yeah.
Sounds horrible.
So, yeah. Let Jill sleep a little bit.
Again, like, I can't. It sounds horrible.
It's not horrible.
It's not. I mean, one kid at the grocery store is a disaster.
Yeah.
And two.
Well, at least it was Sutty just still hangs in the carrier.
Okay. So
the
you
carrier.
Just keep in the little.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Bjorn.
Is that what they call it?
Is it the little thing in front of you, like a baby Bjorn?
Yeah, well, baby Bjorn's the thing that's on the ground that you push.
Is it?
Yeah,
I thought the Bjorn was the one that went around your.
We just call it a baby carrier. You can call you can whatever fancy
I it was
language.
A Bjorn.
I know
Tucker,
you're.
Could you do something?
There's no way, Tucker. He's what are you 5 years away from having?
I'm
kids?
Telling him to look
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, I mean, I have a poodle.
You can use
I just
the internet.
Carry him under my arm.
Can Tucker, Google that. Was what I was
well,
saying.
We have a baby Bjorn, but it's like a.
So it's a different thing. The
yes.
Bjorn is not the one around.
Yes. Well, this I we just call that a baby carrier.
Okay.
That's all I know. So. As
baby Bjorn is a bouncer.
That's
what
we
it,
have.
It pops
wow,
up as.
There you go.
Wow.
So what's the baby carrier around the neck thing called?
Oh, see, so that also says baby Bjorn.
Thank you.
Seems like we got an issue with Sweden.
Yeah, you, damn Swedes.
I think it's the same company because it says baby Bjorn official shop, baby carriers,
see, I think
and
it started
bouncers.
With the carriers. I think it started with the carriers.
Yeah, up a baby.
Pretty good about this.
Up a baby and baby Bjorn.
For a moment, Bjorn, I thought I was completely wrong, and now I'm 100% sure I'm right.
Good. So well, I would because listen, you don't handle being 100% wrong very well.
I handle it fine compared to most people. you know,
get pretty defiant.
Do I?
Yeah.
The company's first product was a bouncing cradle.
Okay. The bouncing cradle.
So there, I was wrong again. Flipped it around.
Hey, good to see them.
I'm
expand.
Handling it fine.
Do they want to sponsor the podcast? We are giving them some free pub right now.
We could. We could use another sponsor.
But they are best known for their baby carriers.
Oh,
okay.
This has been a roller coaster.
Again, are we still in Philly time or are we doing the podcast? That's my big question.
So the Phillies.
Yeah. So last night, Walker didn't nap all day. Mm-hmm. So he went down at like 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad when he does that.
Like, oh, those are great. Yeah.
But like also I don't see him, you know, until the next morning.
Yeah,
but
that's with your schedule. I get it. That's tough.
But so last night I was watching the 2022 World Series film.
Okay.
Which I never said.
Oh, is that why you tweeted out the Chaz McCormick? I was wondering.
People weren't happy with that.
I'm sure. I was like, it's just a tweet of Chaz McCormick. I'm like, what? I do have a take on it though.
Okay. What is it?
It's an overrated catch.
A little bit.
Yeah. It is. Like the moment and all that, but like the catch itself, like I don't even know if he needed to go into the wall.
It was a hard
move. It was like kind of like caught it and it's like, oh, I could go into the wall here too. It was like, I think Chaz played it off a little bit in rewatching because I've decided to never rewatch it prior, but then you decided to just throw it into my feed.
Yeah.
It's overrated. Like it hurt, you know, whatever, but like it wasn't like Aaron Rowan. It wasn't like, wow, I think that guy just did that.
No, it's sort of like I've always thought the Rojas catch against the Braves
was
a little
better. I think it was a better catch.
No, but it was still overrated. Like,
it was overrated, but it was still a better catch. He's covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, he covered a lot of ground.
It's about the ground he covered.
Yes. And Chaz played it up, and I'm pretty sure he flicked off the crowd after and, you know, all that good stuff. Yeah, for sure. Now, I will say, like,
also, that, you know, go bleep yourself, Chaz, yes, too. That would be one of the, sorry.
And the one day when we have you on the podcast, we'll break it down. That
would be great.
Really an overrated
catch. I'm
going to
bury you, Chaz.
And you're playing it
up. I'm going to be reading your stats from bad seasons.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Well, what if they bring him in?
Well, then he's my guy.
Yeah.
All good.
Yeah. Well, because like
we'll turn on people quick. You know that. I mean, we rooted for Jake Arrieta.
Yeah,
all right.
Yes, we did.
I mean,
we
can
did.
You think of a bigger?
Well, I was actually thinking. I was thinking about the history of the podcast yesterday because three of the best hitting prospects are Red Sox prospects. And
oh yeah, can I just let the audience in?
Sure.
Brace yourselves. Because this is not going to make you happy.
Well, it's just, you know, we had Jason Oughtred here.
In the building.
And we let him go because the organization wasn't aligned whether they wanted to be old school or new school. And then everyone was infighting. So Oughtred left. He went to the Red Sox. The Red Sox bought all the way in. And Roman Anthony was not a first round pick. Christian Campbell was a fourth round pick. Marcelo Meyer was like
the fourth
seventh,
pick in the draft.
Was it
or
fourth
something.
Or seventh,
but
whatever.
Fourth, but he's high.
Either way, like. Those three guys are three of the top 10 prospects in baseball, I believe.
Great.
Roman Anthony's number one.
Roman Anthony hits bombs,
yeah.
too.
I'm actually more of a Christian Campbell guy than a Roman Anthony
of course.
Guy.
What? Of course you are. That's very you to be like,
dude,
like
he missed a
guy.
Curveball by like this much. And I was like, that's not it. Okay, you got to
one
bat to ball skills.
One curve
might
fooled
not,
him and you're out
might
of him.
Not be there. Yeah. So I'm pretty Campbelled up. I'm letting you know. I've already teased Mookie. But... but I was just thinking about like
I didn't realize they were all top. They have three of the top 10.
Yeah, pretty well. Yeah, I mean they're ridiculous. So you know, that's awesome. I think about how the movements that we haven't really missed. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Oughtred, Barber, Cotham, Preston.
Mm-hmm. You're right, actually.
Of for as wrong as we've been around about the team,
about players here and there. Yeah,
like. Organizational
we've nailed it. Other
stuff.
Other than one, there was one we weren't great on. We don't mention.
Combo?
Yeah.
Ah, well, I mean,
our baseball stuff might be right.
Hold on. That takes heat up. That takes heat up.
I underrated his ability to build
yes,
an organization.
Yes. Yes. That's been, and we were wrong about Dombrowski. Yeah,
but otherwise, well, you're
he's
right.
He's on the monitored list.
Yeah.
But no, like from the
that's baseball, Jack.
Front office wise and organizational structure wise. Listen, we're not ones breaking it, but when there's like three names, we say go after that guy, and we've been pretty right.
I think
Cotham was a huge win.
Yeah, and not, I think Brian Barber is probably your best win. Just in
I
the,
think like I was.
But here's the thing:
I wanted
no,
Cotham.
You were all in on Cotham, and you did. You said it before they both. You said before they. That's what it's more the fact that like there may be six people on the planet who had heard of Brian Barber when you mentioned him. Like Cotham at least was like in baseball, like. Uh-huh. Brian Barber was a scouting director guy. Wasn't even the scouting director for the Yankees. He was like a
under Derek.
He was like a number two in a scouting department in a drafting department.
He drafted Judge.
For another team. It was just like It was so out of nowhere. Yeah. But both amazing goals. But you're right. Cotham, you did. You were like, get this guy as a pitcher.
Listen, yeah. we'd never pat ourselves on the back. No, but at least front office structure-wise and ideas of the organization, not bad. Not a bad run we've been on. But anyway, so I was watching the 22 World Series film last night. And
nice bringing it back there.
I
totally forgot how we got there. Yeah.
I like going through it. You know, Nick Sirianni.
You like the pain?
Nick Sirianni. He talked about how like he likes to drag himself through the mud, you know, and get better from it. I'm not getting any better from this. No. There's nothing I'm learning. You know, it's just going through it again and
feeling the pain,
trying to experience the highs and lows right before.
I believe there's a word for it. It's called masochism.
Listen, I'm starting to believe in that more and more. So it was actually a pretty interesting film.
To be fair, it's life of a Phillies fan for pretty much our entire existence.
Yeah. Elliot was in it once, which is infuriating. That was the clip from a couple years ago.
I remember. So I actually never watched it.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
Not a lot of people, I don't think, have watched it. It's a good watch.
I'll bet you there's some Houston fans who watched it.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm not here.
I agree with
and
you.
And I've never even gone as far into it as I had.
Oh, so you went deep. All I remember from it was the fact that Elliot made it in, and that was a big thing.
Yeah. And the camera was in it. Talking about how in 5 days, they could either win or lose the World Series.
Yeah, that was really funny. He's like, in five days, the Phillies could either win or lose the World Series. He has a way of saying, like, true statements, but making them sound like they're this, like, earth-shattering, you know.
It's remarkable. Yeah,
he really adds gravitas to things that don't need or deserve gravitas.
Why does he think he could beat me at basketball?
Dude,
I'm not even saying I'm that good at basketball.
I know. Like, it's crazy because he is the most, like, along with Elliot, to be fair, just so deluded about what their actual abilities are. Like, and he's never, like, that's what I said to him in the air, too. I'm like, you've never even seen Jack do these things. Like, you just assume you're better. Like, that's crazy.
He didn't play anything in high school.
Since middle school. His sports career ended in middle school.
Okay. And not to go Al Bundy. But, like, he didn't even play a JV sport, like a freshman sport.
No, exactly.
Didn't make a varsity team.
No, didn't do any of it.
Yeah.
None of it.
I mean, listen.
He went out for ninth grade basketball, and he left because they were making them do suicides or wind sprints, whatever. And he left in the middle of it because he's like, I'm not doing it.
Now, that is why I left soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm not. They started having us do hills.
Who knew that you turned out to be such a runner?
Yeah, I like running. I miss running. I want to get back into running. Yeah. I signed up for the Broad Street run.
Mm.
We'll see. I mean, we'll definitely see on that. I was feeling pretty bold when I signed up. And I did 10, 11 miles right before the Mets series. So like I've done it, but I haven't moved like that much, you know, in the last, I walk a lot, but I haven't ran. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But yeah, it's been interesting. I don't know why he decided me was the one that
I know. Yeah, I just decided
which is fine. Like I'll do the bit.
You're going to whoop him, man. I feel so confident.
I'm not that concerned about it.
I feel so. I
don't even know what the other competition, like, are we going to play? You're not going to play 18 holes.
No, you would smoke him. It's like, what is he talking about? Does he like, he can't break 100. You're like a golfer.
He wants to do a bit, I guess.
It's great. I've been dying to get him to do a bit with the afternoon show. Like,
yeah.
Like, you guys have basically called him out 800 times at this point. It's like, finally, like something got through.
It's like we're yelling into the forest.
I know.
Finally heard it.
I'm excited.
8 days from opening day.
How crazy is that? Like, it's we're here, man. We are there. How you feel? 8 days out. I know last pod you made a bold declaration.
They're winning the World Series.
Yeah. Are you still feeling good?
Yeah. My belief in the baseball team grows every single day.
Yeah?
And I I'm trying to...
It is, and I know you're serious. It is like sometimes it's hard to tell.
Uh-huh. I'm dead serious.
Even me sitting right across from you, having done this thousands of times now, even me sometimes I'm like, I know he's serious, but I can't.
That's the beauty. Now, I was reminded that I did say that this era of Phillies baseball is dead after they lost to the Mets. But we're back.
Okay, I mean, that was past Jackson.
You can't blame past Jack for
current Jackson.
You get more information, you know, you make big additions like Max Kepler. Mm-hmm. and it changes the trajectory of this thing.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's true. Yeah, I feel dangerously confident in them. I no longer believe they're gonna get off to the slow start and then be 500 in July, and then they you know, they put Schwarber back in the leadoff spot. By the way, you know, Schwarber batting leadoff again.
What's
today.
Going on? Like, what are we doing here?
It's so
what,
funny.
It's almost like Rob's like, I'm just gonna mess with everyone.
Just mess with everyone.
Yeah. Do you think Trey will start the season opening leadoff?
Yeah.
I think so too.
But I also I can't tell if they also are interested in like a like two lineups, you know, like try to
like
do
a righty
both.
Lefty thing.
Try to do both. And
like
see.
If you're facing a lefty, why not start off with Trey for like that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Weird.
And then, or it could be pitcher dependent.
It could be pitcher. It could be out the fastballs. There's that with the stuff. Yeah, it's interesting.
Do they try that?
I don't love it, but I also don't like I'm open minded. That's the way I'm saying with the lineup thing.
Yes.
Like, again, after and I think you've done a really good job of reminding people they're not like the worst team of all time. I think we've kind of come into this season like
pretty good.
Like we have had calls to the station where it's like they can never win the World Series. It's like, sure they can. Like they're like top five in every power rankings you want to find.
There's been MLB.com.
They're number two in most of them.
The like, last one from MLB was their number two.
Yeah. So it's like we have definitely gone way overboard with the reaction, but specifically with the lineup, with the way the last two seasons have ended, like I'm totally fine messing it with it and trying to find something different and whatever. So I'm good with that.
But maybe it's the evolution of the game though. You know, if they make decisions in the bullpen off like swing paths of hitters and they're going to go with that kind of guy. I mean, maybe they're doing the same thing with the lineup. I think it's going to be Trey.
It's
going to drive people nuts.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was like, and I'm fine with it. Like, again, I'm fine with all
this. Imagine Gabe putting this idea out there.
That's my point, though, is like, well, Rob, why did you decide to go with Romano instead of Alvarado? Well, the Blue Jays, really, their swing pass are in the, you know, this quadrant of the, you know, this pocket here is really where their swing pass really, you know, heat up. So we were looking for someone who pitches in the bottom quadrant. Like, can you, like, when did baseball get so nerdy to talk about? Like, we can't,
I know.
What are we doing?
Well, the amount of like how, you know, RPM is just, it's just second. Like, it's a second nature now. You're talking about RPMs and talking about,
I still say spin rate.
But no, yeah. I know, but like, how, what RPMs matter? It just, I like know. All the things that were revolutionary, like in 2019, or like shocking in 2019. It's just part of everyday baseball culture now. Yeah. You know, and the like Stuff Plus really is all over the place. All like my whole Twitter feed is just Stuff Plus models. You know, that are looking at
the algorithm talking to you there.
Oh yeah. The algorithm's in a good spot.
Yeah, I'll go.
But no, I kind of get the sense they're going to do both, which is interesting. I would like for the lion's share to be Trey. Just
give it a shot.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing is getting it. If their whole thing is trying to get the best version out of these guys, you know, maybe the best version of Trey is leading off. And
that was what Thompson said to us. He was like, putting him in that spot might get him to change his approach. Like,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
The last.
Awesome.
And in the last couple spring training games, he's had a hit and a walk in each of them.
Well, got better. The walk. Nowhere to go but up.
All I care about is the walk. Like, I do when I sit down and watch the Phillies.
Stoddy walking all the time.
All I watch for is quality of bats.
Yes.
Yeah, like, are you
that's
doing
what the Phillies have done to us. We're watching these guys be like, take a walk.
Well, no.
Don't swing at that.
No, it's just like every time I see a ball moving out of the strike zone, I'm like, don't. All right.
You can just see him swinging the ball, like chasing out as his bat misses it. Yeah.
That's why I'm so Keplered up, dude.
Thank you.
I already picked him up in fantasy.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care. I really don't care. I don't care.
Can I tell you something that I didn't realize about Trey? And it's just because time moves. And, you know, you'll find this out when your kids grow quicker than you expect. You're like, oh my God, Walker's
already doing it.
Like, yeah, exactly. I didn't realize he's turning 32 in June.
Yeah.
Kind of caught up on me a bit. Like, I know it was the age when he signed himself, but it was like, oh man, like, he's going to be 32 for the majority of the season. That, you know, not the end of the world or whatever, but like, he's 32.
Well, I'm 31.
He's about to be 32. Yeah, I know. You're not a major league baseball.
I started here when I was 23.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, stop.
I was thinking about that actually with Soto, because we had our fantasy draft over the weekend. Like, all my college friends were together for it. And it's like, we started this league before Soto, like, Soto's a prospect.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And obviously you've been to the same thing.
Oh my God.
But like, I remember the day that Trey got traded for Steven Souza.
Oh yeah.
When he's a Padres.
Oh
prospect.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then now he's 32. Bryce is 32. I remember the cover of Sports Illustrated with Bryce, you know, Schwarber's 32. Mm-hmm. I remember he was drafted out of Indiana. The guy's a catcher.
I remember having freaking like, Albert Pujols and Ichiro Suzuki and Miguel Tejada on my fantasy team.
Well, and now because our league's a keeper, the first round, like, you see Trout in it, you see Machado in it. Meanwhile, those guys were staples.
I remember when Joey Votto was a rookie in our fantasy league, and my brother had him as a $1 and Adam as a $1 keeper, and it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, I feel you.
We've been through a lot of baseball.
Joey Votto's retired now.
We've been through a lot of baseball, and I did decide, by the way, I'm ready for them to win the World Series.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, oh, good. It's a long time coming here.
In 2022.
We've basically been waiting years for you to get to this point.
In 2022.
Too quick.
It's way too fast.
Yeah.
23 is like, it's still kind of. The funniest part about 23 is like, we were going through it and we just kept saying to ourselves, is this just, are they just winners?
No,
like,
they just, who they are? They're just awesome now?
Yeah,
all right.
Are they just going to, like, mess around in the regular season
and then be the best playoff team we've ever seen?
Yeah. And then 6-7 ruined that.
They really did.
But then,
God,
now last year
it
was
wild. Like, just putting myself, and I know you can too because we were together for the game, but like, putting myself back in the place of 22 and 23 prior to those last two games of being in Citizens Bank Park and what that place felt like and the bombs that they would hit and just the fact that, like, I thought every Philly was getting hit every time they came up. Like, I was like, Bryce hit one out every time he comes up. Like, the confidence that we had in that group offensively in that building until those last two games. It's really crazy how much it, I know they got no hit the year before in the building, but like, it still felt like they were going to show up every single time they were in that building until game 6 and 7.
Yeah. And again, the energy before game 6 was the weirdest I've ever felt.
The weirdest by far.
I was like, we're way too, I just, the overconfidence was terrifying.
Yeah.
But, and the biggest fear, I guess. I guess my biggest, actually not fear, my biggest hope about this team is that they're not relying on magic anymore. I hope last year...
I like this, yeah.
I hope last year was a reminder of, hey, you can't just get in, and even a leadoff Schwarbaum to lead off the entire series is not going to save you.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that this year they don't just say, they don't rely on vibes. They don't rely on, hey, like, as long as we get in,
lifting them up, all that.
It's not nonsense, but it's not
a fix all. It's not a magical elixir.
2022 was magic because we hadn't been in there in a while, and it was euphoric because we were going through it for the first time in 11 years. We all forgot about it. Kids grew up without knowing what playoff baseball was in Philadelphia. 23 was magical too until the end, and I hope that last year was a real wake up of you can't just believe in magic. You have to actually be great. You have to actually do the little things. You can't just say, or you can't just be like, all right, we're going to hit a home run now. That's like the game two was a perfect example, you know, where it's like they have all the home runs and like, okay, we're back. And
it
then
was exactly
bang,
what it was. Yep.
Fall flat in games 3 and 4. You have to do the little things. And I hope that that's the
10-0 or whatever that game, something like that.
What, game 3?
Game two.
Well, no, game. No, they were down in game 2 against.
No, I'm talking about the Diamondbacks.
Oh, some of the Mets.
Oh, okay. I thought they didn't have that many homers.
Well, but they had 2 home runs.
I know what you mean. I got
it. They got them back into it.
I thought you were talking about game 2 against the Diamondbacks, then going out there.
No. So, like, because this is a talented team. We've talked about it. They're the most of the power rankings have them in the top 5. And at least in spring training, and I know it's spring training, but I do think that their quality of the bats have largely been better. And I just hope that they are committing to playing a winning brand of baseball. That is moving runners along, getting, you know, hitting a sac fly, doing the little things. I mean, Bryce was, sitting in the room with him talking about how we needed to play like winning baseball.
What a flex
essentially.
That was right there.
Well, it's part of the perks
gig. I'm joking.
He was so intense about it. So intense.
And the answer is perfect. Yeah. I thought he was perfect.
So I just hope that they're not. And I don't think they are. I think last year was a wake-up call. Like, last year was, we were really good, we did what we want to do, and then we're going to get in and we're going to be fine. You weren't fine. You messed around for 2.5 months and thought, as soon as the postseason started, you're going to be okay. And I hope that they just are a great team this year. Just be great.
Just start to finish.
You don't have to be super hot. Just play consistent good baseball, and at the end of the year, do the little things, hopefully you're healthy, and bang, get in. And
knock off 120 win Dodgers team.
Dude, they are pretty insane.
They might, I mean, like, it's hard to say anyone's ever going to break 116 wins. It's so many wins. It's so hard to have, whatever. They could do it. Dude, they won 111 a few years ago. Like, I mean, that was, like, and I know it's the Cubs, and take, yeah, but just watching.
The
like,
Cubs aren't bad. I mean, they're
favorite in the Central, but, like, just the dude after dude after dude.
Well, and they completely fixed all the moves they made this offseason. Like, they completely fixed their bullpen.
Betts and Freeman didn't even play.
I know.
Yeah. I know. The bullpen's nasty. I mean, they got like, Tanner Scott, and they got Yates, and they got
my boy Casper.
They just bring dudes out. Knack's good. Like, they're all good. Yeah.
Trinan. Yeah.
Trinan.
Vezia today.
Gratterall.
Were you watching it? Or?
Oh, I was watching. One time I turned the TV on in the studio. I had to.
This shouldn't count. I mean,
no, it's so dumb. So dumb. It is.
If you want to have an exhibition, it's fine.
Fine. This should not be the start to the season. Yeah. Like, no one, like,
why do you have to make them count?
And also, like, you don't, right? But that Tokyo place will sell out no matter what. And you're not doing it for TV. It's at 6 a.m. Like that place will be sold out for a meaningless game. But, like, honestly,
you see Rodney Pete catch the foul.
Hilarious. Especially as he's wearing Dodgers gear and he's like, any Dodgers fan should let Max Muncy try and catch that ball, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
But, I think that, like, of all the sports, I know we do the Thursday night thing for football, and then last year we had the Thursday, the Friday. You know, like, I'm like, basketball, they'll start with a game or what. Like, I'm fine with that. Like, baseball, it's opening freaking day. Like, I don't even like the opening days on Thursday. Let's have the Wednesday night ESPN game it used to be or whatever. Like, I didn't even like that. Like, just let it be opening day for all of us at the same time. Like, that's what we grew up with. That's what baseball is. It's opening freaking day, or at least, you know, half the team.
Now, they will come back and have their own opening day, but yeah, it's stupid.
No, I know, but that's dumb. Like, just start baseball on the same day.
First off, they've done exhibitions for years, you know, like they would go to Puerto Rico for a couple years there.
They've gone to Japan before. They've done all these things.
Yeah,
I think last year was the first time it counted, right?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't either.
I don't know why.
You don't need to.
You absolutely don't have to. But yeah, no, the Dodgers are, I think I said this last podcast, you know, my, I guess my trepidation with the Phillies. Like, I think they can win the World Series. I think they're going to win the World Series. I feel good about them. You know what I mean? The one thing is the Dodgers.
It's the Dodgers. It's the Dodgers. That's my number one thing.
But it's moved from I'm more worried about the Phillies to I'm more worried about the Dodgers.
So for me, it never moved. It was always the Dodgers. Yeah. Like, for me, it's in that, like, I have issues with the Phillies. I have concerns, whatever. But, like, it was never, I think they're as good as everyone else. It was just the Dodgers, like, as this Goliath just sitting there, man.
The Philly staff is going to be stupid, though. It's going to be night in, night out.
Dude, Alvarado's numbers. I mean, I know it's spring training. You know, I don't care about spring training, but, like,
do you care about?
Good.
Do you care
like
about
six innings, five innings, 16 Ks or 15 Ks or whatever?
Do you care about throwing 102 and mixing in?
Yeah, well, no, he looks it. I'm all in on Alvarado. Like,
I feel so. I was definitely my biggest concern heading into the season was actually not the lineup. It was more the bullpen.
Yeah,
I feel pretty good about where now. I think it's only the four guys I feel really good about.
And the Strom injury, we're like,
I mean, at least
it seems good. It seems good as far as shoulder injury. It's like, okay,
yeah,
best case scenario.
Yeah, and I think Strom, you know. I'm not.
He's great.
Too concerned about it.
No, I agree.
But I think Kirk Green's taking a step forward.
Totally.
Very easy. Alvarado looks phenomenal.
Yep. And Romano looks healthy.
And Romano looks healthy. If Romano's healthy, he's going to be fine.
It changes so much.
Yeah.
His issue has only been injury. It's not like he ever pitched bad. He's just been hurt.
Mm-hmm. And then they need one of those guys to pop. It seems like they're pitching a lot of Devin Sweet. He's a good changeup guy. I just he got hit around again yesterday. Chris Matt is someone that I think they like a lot. There's one of those guys can pop. My boy McMillan, he went from 194 in like three outings, which is Spencer Howard-ish of him.
Yeah.
So it might be we're maybe monitoring.
Maybe build that arm strength up a little bit.
Might not be the next Jeff Hoffman.
Maybe not ready to be the next Jeff Hoffman.
It's
not bailing the take yet.
Yeah. But one of those guys will pop. Tanner Banks is not it. He'll never be it. I'm never gonna believe in Tanner Banks. We'll never believe in Tanner Banks.
He's a guy.
So but if they can have one of those guys, there's some interesting arms they have. That we'll see who breaks camp, and really like I'm actually oddly intrigued by the last bench option. You know, like it's like Weston's hurt, so he won't be at least on the opening day roster.
Yeah.
I hope they pick Christian Arroyo. You know, I know Buddy Kennedy's Millville's finest.
People love Buddy Kennedy.
People are buddied up. He's not a bad player.
He's fine.
I just think like Arroyo's done it. At least it is not a great clip, but he's had some moments in the big leagues. He can play the outfield like. Buddy was playing the left field the other day, and like a ball that a normal left fielder routinely gets in, he couldn't get to. Not that Arroyo is some stud out there, but at least Arroyo from the if they're looking for
the position. Before.
Yeah, and like Cody Clemens is kind of pointless to have on the roster. It's a shame. Like he's a good player, he's a good bench bat, but when you have the amount of lefties they have, they need a right-handed bench bat because Sosa is going to be the infield guy. We know that, but Arroyo, I hope is the last option.
All right.
Off the bench.
All right, I had hoped they were gonna bring someone in still. Like,
Gelb said today that
there's still guys out there. That's why I was like,
I'm just looking at the
Alex Verdugo isn't signed, and I wouldn't say bring him in. He's not like the guy. He's not a bench guy,
but a lefty.
He's not the guy. But that's the example of the type of player who's just out there right now. Sitting.
Kimbrel, would you have signed him yesterday?
Nope. Back to the Braves, minor league deal.
It looks like Chaz might be the odd man out in Houston because Cam Smith might make the
bring him home.
By the way, if you're looking for
he's their top prospect,
Cam Smith's awesome.
You think he's gonna hit right away?
Probably.
He's legit.
The Astros that trade. I know Tucker's awesome, but like Paredes, we'll see. But Cam Smith's pretty awesome. But if Chaz gets released, that's a guy that can play center field or right handed option. He had injuries last year, broke our hearts a couple years ago.
Bring him
home. Would be a friend of the pod. So I would sign Chaz, but but we'll see. And then I think the only thing I'd look for is like, are they able to trade anyone? You know, like, can they work a Taiwan deal? Do they move Marshawn? You know, if they want to try to get his value out there, Rojas, or like, are they trading Rojas? I don't think so, but, I don't know. We got 8 days left. I just wanted to be opening day.
I know. I'm so ready for opening day.
Next week we'll do the draft.
Yeah. I'm excited for the draft. Yeah. And it's almost go time. All right. Let's do take bag and then Fritz guys. Or Fritz guys and take bag. However you want to. This is your time.
Some would argue it's always my time.
I agree. I won't argue that.
Oh, I have to talk about the spring breakout game. I'm sorry.
Did
you watch the spring breakout game?
I forgot it existed since last time we did the podcast, but go ahead.
That's very sad.
Forgot it existed.
It's very sad.
I did. I really did. I forgot it existed.
Couldn't be more in on Arun Escobar. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, dude.
Arun?
Righty Jose Ramirez. Righty only Jose Ramirez. Yeah. He rakes, dude.
Like how you did, you remembered he was a switch hitter. You're like, wait a minute. Righty only.
Righty only Jose Ramirez. He's awesome. I'm pretty Aruned up.
You just compared him to the best, one of the 5 to 7 best players in the sport. So that's good.
Moises Chassé continues to look just great. Just great. Now, the velocity is down a little bit. Maybe they're dropping the velo to get the command.
He's their top non-Aiden Miller Crawford Painter prospect, right?
Tait. I think it's Tait.
Up there.
It's Tait, Chassé, and
Chassé is their number 2 pitching prospect after Painter.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy for nothing.
For nothing. for Gregory Soto, who was the worst. But yeah, Chassé just, he looked phenomenal. Demartini continues to look interesting. He's never going to be, I don't think, an everyday starter, but like a quality guy you can move around. Maybe like an old school like Cardinals guy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Sure. With his annoying Cardinals guys that hit and play everywhere, like Donovan.
Sure.
And,
oh my God, they've had so many of those guys.
It's all they do. That's all they develop is a guy that can play second and third in the outfield.
Yep.
That might be.
I mean, Tommy Edman was one.
Tommy Edman.
He's turned into a really good player.
I know, but in a fantasy draft, he's so high.
I believe it. I guess batting second for the Dodgers, you know.
Yeah, Demartini continues to be interesting, and he's got a great, when he launches a home run, it's a beautiful sight. But the guy I want to talk about who is could be this year's Kirk Ring, if he can stay healthy. Now, he's drafted a couple years ago, but Alex McFarland is, I mean, he was just sitting 99, you know, sitting 99 with
Kirk Ring, one of your great calls of all time.
Kirk Ring
calling awesome. When he was in single A, that he actually might come up that year, and like that was a.
Well, he shouldn't have been insane. He shouldn't have been
whatever
where he was.
Whatever. That was a badass one by you.
McFarland could be that this year. Okay. McFarland's awesome.
You saying that means I'm going to pay attention.
Pay attention. Lock in. All right. So that's all I have really in the take back. Oh, JT extension. You talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
Like the official position of me, at least, and I think you, is just make him prove it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If he has a great year.
Sure. And I'll take him back for a couple more years, but like do not give it to him now. Do not.
225
average?
No.
Oh, 2 for 25. I was
like, 2 for 25.
I was like, 225? No, it's probably not going to get him an extension.
2 for 30?
It's fine. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Prove it. Prove it. I don't need an extension before opening day.
100 billion%.
All right. And then the Fritz list. So I have made some additions to this.
Oh, nice of you to do it after my draft, but go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So Joe,
my whole staff is like,
well, your staff, these are in addition.
I went low end, like the back end of the Fritz guys.
The nice part about if you're still in fantasy drafts, the nice part about the Fritz list, like get an ace early.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
I have Paul Skeens on my team. That'll play.
Get your ace and then load up on offense.
That's exactly.
And then
I had Skeens at 10th.
Maybe in the 7th round, take Gavin Williams. Just take him.
I get him in the 15th round. Should I be excited about that?
I don't know. Well, of course. I'm trying to think of a redraft league, whatever. Take Gavin Williams a little earlier than you should. That's good. And then just fill out your roster with the rest of these guys. All right. So I'm resold.
That is exactly the way to do it, by the way. That is the way.
I promise you it'll work out.
I won a championship last year.
Reese Olson of the Tigers.
On my team. Star. I love Reese. I've always liked him.
Yeah. He's just good. And his velocity has ticked up.
Oh, like he needed it, really.
Ryan Weathers, who.
Also on my team.
He's also had his velocity from 95 last year to 99.
Yeah.
Looks like Justin Steele with 99, which is a problem for everyone. Spencer Arrighetti, he walked a couple people yesterday. He's just nasty.
He was not Fritz's guy last year, but as the season went on,
Robbie Ray also maybe reach on the Gavin Williams area.
Going around then. You'd have to get him a little earlier, I think.
Yeah, which I was surprised by. Still plus 10,000 for NL Cy Young. And
he did win the Cy Young a couple years ago, right?
And he spent the offseason learning the scoop ball changeup.
Ooh.
So if you add that to everything else that Robbie Ray can throw, not a bad one. I will never not believe in Casey Mize.
Yeah. Every year you're all in on Casey Mize.
He's not even getting drafted. This is someone to monitor after the draft.
Yeah, he's a not get drafted guy.
Soroka, same thing.
Same thing. He's a not get drafted last round of the draft.
Guy. Exactly. Yeah. David Peterson, I think, is going to be really good for the Mets.
Not get drafted, same guy.
David Peterson is the guy who it's mostly Phillies.
So annoying. Yeah, he was so annoying in the playoffs. So annoying.
Shucks.
But he's good. Like, he's got stuff.
I know. Yeah. He had a 2.9 coming back last year.
He was throwing 97, 98 in the playoffs. Yeah.
Hayden Birdsong is one to monitor from the standpoint of, I'm not sure he's going to make the rotation. He should make the rotation. He's an unbelievable
player. So I looked. He's nasty.
Yeah, Birdsong's awesome.
Yeah, I just don't know if he'll be in the rotation or not, but he's sick.
Yep. Ryan Pepioit. I don't know.
I think it's, yeah, Pepioit.
Whatever.
Pepio. I think it's Pepio.
Ray's guy.
Yeah,
Ray's guy. Yeah. It's
French.
That starts with the P.
It's French.
And then the last two that I added is Grant Holmes from the Braves.
So I was wondering about him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I could have taken him.
I think he might be better than Schwellenbach. Schwellenbach's fine. I think Grant Holmes might be better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grant Holmes is one of those. So I looked at stuff after I drafted guys, just kind of seeing it.
Uh-huh.
Grant Holmes is one of those who's a darling of the fantasy sites, right?
Yeah. And Max Meyer is obviously going to be on a lot of people's lists now.
Of course.
Max Meyer looks like he's healthy. He's throwing his slider 92 again, which is what he was doing at Minnesota. So he's back. And if he can stay healthy.
So him and Weathers, that Miami rotation.
And Eddie Cabrera.
Oh, and of course.
If he can figure it out. A lot of people like Eddie Cabrera too this year. I will never trust him in fantasy. But yeah, Meyer,
The moment you trust Eddie Cabrera, he's going to have like a 6-walk outing.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So yeah, fantasy baseball's back. Those are the Fritz list. Appreciate everyone reaching out. Next year, I'll also attach my Venmo.
We're going to turn this into a money thing. We don't make enough money, all right?
Struggling father of two.
That's right, exactly, you know? We work in radio, people, all right? You know, not much money in radio.
Yep, yep. So, no, I'm just kidding. Sort of.
Not about the money.
No, no, I'm talking about, yeah. The Venmos, though. Venmos will be coming. Just kidding.
There.
So, yeah, we're 8 days away. Next week. Probably just, I think we should do the draft.
We'll do the draft.
Maybe have a special guest on.
We're trying. But either way, we'll be back to get you pumped on it. Thursday, 4:05, the Phillies opener against Washington in Washington. And then the home opener Monday.
3:30.
It's 4:05. Should we bet?
Is it 3:30?
It's 4:05.
Tucker, is it 3:30?
It's 4:05.
I think it's 4:05. I think the
home opener is 3:05
against the Rockies. Is that what I screwed up?
Monday. Which I'm assuming we'll be down at the ballpark, right? You'll be doing the show from the ballpark, I would think, right?
On Monday?
Yeah.
4:05 Thursday, 3:05 Monday.
Bad. Donovan Chespat. You're so right all the time.
I know. I was 100% right. How do you know?
All the time. Mackenzie Gore, not exactly the most fun guy to open up against.
I know. And another guy who feels like is the Phillies fit. Not the, like when he stunk, but he's good now.
He's good. Yeah. He's good now.
All right. We got anything else?
Nope.
This was great. I really, really, really enjoyed it. It was good. No, we didn't talk too much Phillies.
Passionate, please.
What else is new? All right. We'll be back next week. We're going to draft Phillies players from the roster. We're going to make our own fantasy league against each other. We should track it.
Yeah. Tucker's tracking.
Yeah, well, of course we're not.
That's his job.
All right.
Finally, I have something to do.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Until next week. He's Fritz himself.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.